coronavirus, or viruses actually, is a group of viruses. Some of them have turned virulent earlier, and this is number three, which is actually has turned again to be virulent. So coronavirus is a group of viruses, but in this one, which has occurred last December, the world has agreed to name it at COVID-19. So in simple way, you can say that is that's the name given to it, because coronaviruses are a huge group of viruses.
Why is this virus so dangerous?
Yeah, it's so dangerous. The risk is that this virus can travel and infect many people in a very short time. And we have seen how it has spread all over the world. Today, we are having more than 135 countries affected. We have more than 18 countries in Africa. So it can travel very, very, very fast. And that's why it is dangerous. Also, it's attacked a very, very important organ in the body which we use for breathing. It attacks our lungs and cause somebody to be breathless. So when we are squeezed and prevented from getting oxygen, automatically what will happen? You will die. So it's attacked a very central and sensitive organ in our body. So it is dangerous. Now, why it is dangerous again is actually it can happen in other people. Just it will look like normal common cold. So another husband can get it and pass unnoticed, you see. So such things is a dangerous killer. It's not the one which come actually in a very aggressive way and everybody see, maybe people can run away, but this one, it just gets you slowly and can become deadly, particularly when your immunity is compromised. So it is dangerous.
What are the latest updates regarding coronavirus? We have been hearing suspected cases in Afex. What are the updates about this?
Yeah, what happened in Afex 2 days ago, 3 days ago, an Australian citizen traveling with his wife, they came to South Sudan. They were screened in Juba Airport and they were asked to isolate themselves and confine themselves to a specific place, which they did. And our team was following them. And because we asked somebody when we are self-quarantine or self-isolation, we asked them, we'll be calling them, or if they have developed any symptoms related or just related or like look like corona, they should call us. This gentleman called us that he is experiencing cough, running nose, and difficult in breathing. So immediately when that things happened, our rapid response team was mobilized quickly. They went there, they examined the suspect, and they felt that, yes, it is a case which can be called suspect. It's meeting case definition. So immediately was took the ambulance to the center, IDU center, where actually we isolate such cases. And the doctors were there. A sample were taken and were tested. And he was put under treatment, knowing that corona as virus don't have treatment, but we treat the symptoms which is causing. So when the results came out, it proved it was negative. And this gentleman, following morning, he was okay. He would discharge back to FX to continue for another number of days to complete his 14 days with his wife. If they complete 14 days and no other symptom, automatically they will be asked now to be normal going about their life. The same day, we had also an alert from Malakal. We mobilized our team in Malakal. A sample was taken. It was sent yesterday by 7:30. The result was out. It was negative also. So what I'm saying, and I want to assure us, up to this moment, we have not reported a confirmed case in South Sudan.
Okay. What are the measures that the health authorities are taking at the present?
The health measures, we are actually advising travelers who are coming to South Sudan, particularly in those countries which have reported a local transmission or circulation of the virus within their communities. In other words, it means that it's no longer coming from outside, but it's established infection happening within the country. The people who are coming from those countries, whether international people or nationals of South Sudan, we advise them, please, if you don't have something important in South Sudan, we don't advise you coming. Because we know that our systems are very weak. If you are to get us the virus here, then will be disaster. So we advise them not to come. But when they come, we screen them at the airport or point of entry. We screen them. If they don't meet where they can be called suspect, we ask them for self-isolation for 14 days. If they are suspect, immediately we take them to IDU center where they will be tested. And if they prove that they are positive, okay, we keep them. If they are not, then we ask them, we release them, but they continue with their 14 days till we clear them, that now they are free, they can mingle with the population without any problem. These are the measures we are taking at the point of entry.